Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants will have lines open. To mute and unmute your line, please press star six. As a reminder, today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. We'll now turn the meeting over to Mr. Tom Tuning. Your line is open. You may begin.
Hello, my name is Tom Tuning, and welcome to the Tivoli Appliance Demo Overview. I wanted to welcome everyone, and I'm going to go over what I put on the TIDE AG, or also known as Hot Rod System. It is a overview, or it is a basically, I took the two appliances that Tivoli has today and put them in a place where both users, regular IBM internal people, and business partners have access to them. I wanted to confirm that everyone that's dialed into the web conference can actually see my screen. If so, can someone say yes?
I can see it.
All right. Good. Good. So we have one? All right. So we'll go ahead and get started. To begin with, I'm going to start with an overview of the appliances, just in case people don't know what they are. After that, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Hot Rod System, or the TIDE AG, and it's the hosted environment that we use to produce these images, or to host these images so that people can use the demos remotely, using the remote desktop function. And lastly, I'm going to go into a demonstration actually on the hosted system and show you what it looks like. All right, so to show an overview here of the foundation's appliances, right? There's two of them. One is a monitoring one, and one is service desk. And the reason that we have these things is they are vastly improving the time to value for getting users and customers up and running using these solutions. If you break the cost of ownership down into the different categories like plan, acquire, deploy, maintain, and retire, the main categories like acquire, deploy, maintain, all of these categories have a reduced cost of ownership because of these appliances. I mean, they're just easier to use. One of the things that I like about the appliances is they have an integrated admin console, so it makes installing software updates and getting the product up and running originally easier to use, and so forth. The appliances are targeted for small to mid-sized companies between 100 and 1,000 employees. So some of the functions that you'd normally have in an enterprise version of these products is been restricted. Later on in the presentation, I'll show you a slide that gives you some ideas about, you know, what has been changed between the full versions of the products and the others. All right, let's talk about what the structure of these appliances are. Now, keep in mind, I had to change this a little bit to get them hosted in an ESX environment, but this is what the appliances are when they, you know, are sold through the business partner channel. Okay, the first thing is they consist of a physical server, which I have the picture here. You can see it. That's actually what the box looks like. It comes with a little yellow thing around the edge to show, you know, that it's a Lotus appliance. And then there's the Lotus Foundation software suite that sits on top of that. That controls all the admin functions. It is a stripped-down version of SUSE 10, and it provides a controlled environment for the Tivoli monitoring and service desk products to run as add-on packages on top of that environment. And when I say controlled, that gives the ability for the appliances or for the admin console to, you know, control the users and software packages and things like that. And I'll show you that admin console a little bit later. On top of that, you know, on top of the foundation thing or the foundation software stack, then we have the Tivoli software stack. There's currently two. I think there's some progress or some plans in progress to have more in the future, but we'll see at this point, depending on how well these do. They're business applications, and they exist on one of these Tivoli stacks can fit on one of the Lotus appliances. I just want to make that clear that, you know, we don't have you can't put both Tivoli software stacks on one appliance. You need one of each, okay? And in general, they might be targeted to different customer groups in any case, because one's monitoring and one's service desk. All right, so why would we use the foundations, or Lotus foundations, instead of just creating all this on our own? I think the main reason that I like, is that standard configuration panel, right? I mean, so no matter which appliance you use, you'd configure it and manage it the same way. I mean, typically, you know, if you're a monitoring Tivoli salesperson, right, you know that the monitoring stuff installs completely differently than the service desk stuff, right? And so those two products normally are completely different animals and have a need for a completely different skill set in order to get those products up and running. Using this Lotus Foundations and the standardized server configuration, it simplifies the install and admin of these things so that the admin is virtually identical between the two products. And I think that is a very nice thing. It helps the business partners, it helps the customers, it helps everybody. From left to right, if you look at some of these other picture, these things on the picture here, you can see that, you know, we have, you know, all these things we get basically for free, right? We have a software patch management and users and security, firewall, antivirus. All those things are built in, and we don't have to, you know, develop that or manage it, and it shows consistency for the customers and the business partners. And I think that's a very dynamic story for why we would want to use these appliances. All right, I want to pause for a second just to see if anyone has any questions about the appliance overview. That was kind of a quick overview, and, you know, I want to get a little feedback to see if there's any questions. All right, well, I'll push forward then. Maybe you guys all know what the appliances are and why they're good. So basically, what my main goal here is to create a system, a hosted system, that people can then use to, you know, demo these appliances, right? Normally, you would need to buy that piece of hardware that I showed you a few slides back and then install these things, and that makes it very difficult to show these appliances throughout IBM, right, to sell to customers, right? So what I did was I took that appliance software and installed it into an ESX environment, and I did TFAM, which is the monitoring product, and TFSM, which is the service desk product.
Administración de contenidos.
I heard something. Sorry. Does anyone have a question? I'll go on. All right, so, and then what I did was I showed the integration between the two products, right? So normally we have the monitoring product, and it generates situations and monitors servers, right? And those situations are then forwarded to the service desk product as incidents, All right, so you can see the incidents on the service desk side. There is something called a launch pad, which is basically a flash demo which has an overview and then description of the different products and some demos, right, that show the different parts of the monitoring products and the service desk products. And I use that as a basis for, you know, how to configure the system. So what I wanted, my goal was, is to have the live system match the foundation launch pad system, so that, you know, it serves a couple purposes. One is, you know, it adds consistency, and also, you know, if you're in a situation where, you know, you start to show the launch pad and get a customer interested in that, then it's a natural progression to show the hosted system after that. Or, and vice versa, if you're showing the hosted system and you have some kind of connectivity problem or something, you could still always have that launch pad ready to go and could show the functions that way. All right, so now I'm going to talk a little bit about the architecture of what I built and how it exists on the Tide AG environment. All right, so I'm going to start on the left side of this picture and the blue box that says Remote Desktop Launch. That represents your computer, whether it's a ThinkPad or whatever you have, anywhere in the world, right? So you would use that to do a remote desktop session through the internet to an EXX server, which is hosted outside of the IBM network. And, you know, that's a key function that is outside, because that's what allows the business partner access. All right. And as you do that, you're going to launch into a machine. It's a Windows 2003 server box that I've called Launch. And all its purpose is a remote desktop, then you can bring up a web browser interface and then use the functions that exist in the TFAM server and the TFSM server. I've also added an XP client machine, which is managed by both of those servers. So it is, you know, it's a Windows machine, so the monitoring system monitors that server, right? The normal Windows monitoring agent, and the it's also a remote controllable entity for service desk, right? So if you look at this, what you normally do is remote desktop into the launch machine. You can use either of those two servers' functions. Now, these servers don't have any graphical interface with them, so there's no way to connect directly to them except for maybe an SSH or something. So there's really no facility to get directly to those servers, because they exist only as servers with that admin interface that I was going to show you in a few minutes. So everything is controlled through the launch machine. Any questions? All right, I'm going to talk about what I've set up on the demo systems. All right, so for the service desk demo overview, there are a few scenarios. And again, these are basically, I just went into the launch pad flash demo scenarios and just tried to mimic them as much as possible. So there's a self-service scenario where a user, you know, who has a problem can enter that problem. You can see how you can go through some service requests, and there's also some self-help web replay stuff that's in there that shows how to use the system, and they're just the typical web replay things that come with a product that show you certain things of how to manage the system and how to use it correctly. I'm also showing how there's the integration between the FAM product and the incidents are auto-generated from the monitoring. All right, so for the monitoring demo, we are showing some discovery. You can do the normal monitoring things, like the problem drill down and historical reporting. There's a tip server on the system, and you show reports through that. The integration, of course, is, again, all the situations that are in the monitoring product will then get forwarded over to the service desk product. All right, so I promised you a chart that would talk about, you know, what's the comparisons between a full version of the service desk product and the appliance version. All right, so basically they've cut down some of the functions, right? So there's no service catalog functions, no service level management functions. The licensing structure is smaller, so that you have a smaller number of users that are allowed, and so on and so forth. It doesn't scale as much, and it's limited to WAS and DB2 versus, the full product is available on Oracle and other databases and so forth. All right, so on the monitoring side, of course, the enterprise software, you know, scales to huge amounts, and the monitoring in the appliance, you know, is scaled to a much smaller amount. It's a single management server instead of, you know, a tree, you know, organization of different management servers linked to each other. They've limited the warehouse capabilities. And there's no command line interface. And in general, again, it's just a simpler, smaller environment and, you know, meant for the first time, you know, smaller, you know, dentist office kind of uses or, you know, any kind of service where, you know, there's just like 100 to 1,000 users instead of, you know, a large enterprise environment. All right, so that's the slideshow portion. That went over the overview of what the appliances are and the systems overview. So the next thing I was going to do is actually log in to the Tide AG system and show you what the product looks like. I'm not going to go through what it takes to launch one of these things from Tide AG. I'm hoping that, you know, if you've used any of the hot rod demos, you understand how to launch the things. But once you launch to any of the demos that are available in Tide AG, you'll end up into a launch scenario like this where you're controlling a desktop of another machine, right? And in this case, the machine is called Launch. And the first thing you're going to see is a panel that looks like this, right? So what we've done is we've kind of taken the information that would normally be only on our demo library system, and we've copied it over here so that, well, a couple things is everything is in one place, and it allows business partners access to the information they need to demo the system. Okay, so what I've done here is I've taken and given you a little overview of the description of what the system is, kind of what I just described earlier. And then you know, the how you get started section is important because, you know, when you first start demoing these things, if you haven't done it for a while, you're gonna forget what users you're supposed to use or what the passwords are and so forth. So I have this right here as a nice quick you know, this is the first thing you'll see. You can get caught up to speed on what passwords you need and how the system starts, or do you need to start anything extra. In this case, everything starts up automatically, so when you get to the system, everything's good. The passwords, for the most part, I have set to SmartWay, except for the monitoring product, because I had some problems changing it, so I changed it back. So the password for the monitoring products is TIV2U. All right. Some documentation. Remember I talked about these launch pad scenarios? And, you know, you wonder maybe what they are. Well, they exist right here, right? So if you want some education to self-educate yourself on what the product is, you can just click on this link that I have, and those launch pad scenarios, either for the service desk or the monitoring product, are on the Service Management Resource Center. It'll ask you for some login credentials, but basically it's just a registration form. It's external. It's out on the web. Customers can view it. It's just there for you to use for, like I said, education purposes, or download it for backup purposes. So I reference them here so that you can have easy access to them. All right. If there are any known problems, I'll list them in here as well. Currently, I haven't seen too many problems. But if you do find anything, please report it to the demo library. There are some links when you log on to Tide AG that'll show you how to give feedback. All right, so just to take you quickly to the system to show you around, just to make it easy, what I've done here is I've just, on the favorites menu, I've listed the four things that you normally need to launch to. All right. So the first thing I want to take you to is one of these Service Manager launch pads. Now, this is the launch pad that this is the web interface that is presented by the Lotus Foundations as a welcome page, and gives you some different important links, right? In this case, you can see how, you know, you could actually use this to actually launch to your applications. Like the view reports would then launch to the TIP environment. And from there, you can view historical reports and do whatever you need to do to show reporting capabilities. So I'll just click around and show you what a typical report might look like. Now, reporting the first time you use it takes a little bit of time to start, but not too long. That was only a few seconds. So if you look at some typically common reporting, now this screen is a little bit crunched here, but there's a whole bunch of reports in this list. Well, maybe not. I'm looking at the wrong button, sorry. Well, in any case, I can't seem to scroll correctly because of my window is a little bit small here due to the presentation mode here. But normally you would click on one of these guys and it would bring up a report that shows you whatever this report was supposed to show you. I've tried to click it, but I'm not sure that I did because of the size of the screen. All right, so let's go back to this launch thing, or launch welcome page or whatever for the Foundation's Application Manager. You can launch, you know, the application environment, or you can launch the admin console. And this is the thing I was going to tell you about earlier, is that this is the common admin console that shows you how to administer the system regardless of whether you're, you know, no matter whether what application or what Tivoli stack you're running, you use this common administrator console to manage it. All right, so the first thing you see is the status. You've got some user information that you can do, and software updates is how you would normally update the system to different levels, right? So everything is controlled through this nice common user interface. All right. So if you go back to the application, we'll start from the – well, I think I had that active already. Let's look at the well, maybe I'll launch it again here. Sorry. I had the monitoring thing up a second ago. We'll end up logging on it again, I think. Let's try logging on again here. So here we are. We're going to You can see from the monitoring perspective that they've created this launch pad, which shows you the overview of the functions that you'd normally do. Let's take a look at the managed events just to see a little bit about the normal things that you would that you can see. All right, so from here you can see we have the Windows client, and it's managed as the Windows OS agent. The normal monitoring information that you would normally see. The TFAM box is up here, and it is managed. It by default comes as a managed server. So when you install the when you install the monitoring product, you end up at least having a managed. You at least have the ability to manage the TFAM box out of the box. All right, so. So this shows you the generic stuff. So you can go through the launch pad and see the kind of generic functions that you would normally have, right? So the idea here is to simplify so that a novice user can look through this thing and do the normal the functions that they would normally need to do. All right, let's take a look at the Service Desk product. Clicking the wrong button. So we have three users defined. If you look here, we got an SD admin user, which is to administer the different the whole console. We have an SD agent, who is a person who is going to process incidents and problems and so forth. And we have a self-service user. So just for an example, I'll log in as the SD admin. And you see the normal, service desk screen. We have normal products installed. And you can see from the go-to menu. You can look at the incidents. And in the case, I've set up the system so that the log space low on the XP system is always low. So you can always search for that incident as it comes in from the monitoring products and see the log space low indicating incident. All right, so that's actually coming from the monitoring products. You can also do remote diagnostics, which is what we were talking about before, where you would actually log on to the XP machine.
Thank you.
And from here, you can actually do the diagnostics for whatever you would need to do to fix whatever the problem is, right? In this case, might be the log space low issue. So now we've done a remote control directly from service desk into the monitoring or the XP client machine. And from here, you know, I'm not really going to try to fix the log space low, but you can do whatever you need to do, right? And whenever you save it, right, you can quit the session, and it's going to take the remote control log that you've just created and then save it into service desk, and then you can attach that to the different service records down at the bottom so that you can actually show a video of how to fix a log space low problem, and it'll be attached to records and so forth. All right, so that was kind of an overview of the system and the from what is an appliance and what is the demo system and, you know, what's out there. I showed you the service desk side, and I showed you the monitoring side and how they're integrated with the situations that are creating incidents and how you can use remote control. Again, you need to go to those launch pad scenarios and look through them and get familiar with those scenarios, and then for the most part you can do those things directly using the hosted system. Are there any questions with what I've showed you today? The only other thing that I forgot to show that I did want to make a quick mention of is if you go back to the main welcome screen and go to the very bottom, I have a couple of these overview presentations here that I've also included. So you can click on these, and that'll actually take you to a little AVI presentation that will show you basically what I'm telling you now. So basically I pre-recorded this and put it out on the web, so you have some self-education here. So if you know anyone who misses this call or whatever, you can just click one of those two AVIs and just watch the same content. Well, that's all I had. Unless there's other questions, I think that pretty much gives you an overview of the system.
Hey, Tom, this is Mike Across. Did you include a link to I actually just did a recent support technical exchange, basically an update of the T-Tech. Do you have a link for that, or I don't know if you were aware of that?
I am not aware of that. We can talk about that offline in a few minutes if you'd like.
Sure.
Mika, since you're on, is there anything you would like to add? I mean, because you obviously know these products better than I.
Well, you know, it's pretty slick. I'm pretty excited about this appliance space because it's just a fundamental shift in how we deploy these pretty complex and powerful products. You know, essentially with the Foundation Service Manager, you know, one of the quotes we got is, you know, that you know, we actually had some business partners in a beta program, and they indicated that, you know, it was about 20 to 30 minutes, and they actually had the system up and running, you know, with a full-fledged service desk, and it's pre-configured and fully operational, and they were pretty impressed. You know, we've gotten a lot of really positive feedback. And the integration with Lotus Foundations is pretty nice because it does provide a lot of the basic services. I don't know if I don't think Tom showed this, but there's actually, for instance, integrated backup and restore capabilities with the Lotus Foundation. So all you have to do is pop in a disk, onto one of these hardware appliances, and then you get an automated backup of the Foundation's Application Manager or Foundation Service Manager, whatever thing is deployed there. So it's pretty slick.
Thanks, Mika.
Hey, Tom.
Yes?
This is Robert Rhodes with Tivoli.
Hi.
Hey, just curious, is this generally available now, and if so, has it been sold yet? Has anybody bought this yet?
It is available. It's been there for, 2 or 3 months now, and I can't say. I think they sold some of the monitoring ones, but maybe not the service desk one.
Correct. Yeah, it's been available since August. They have sold the Foundation Application Manager to at least a couple customers. The FSM supposedly has a strong pipeline going, but no confirmed sales yet, but slowly it's ramping up pretty well.
And this, again, is targeted more towards SMBs, I guess you'd say, small and medium businesses?
Right, yeah, figure with the service desk, it's targeting companies from 100 to 1,000 employees where they do have some either internal help desk needs or potentially for the customers that they interface to, they could actually use one of these service desks as, you know, the interface for their customers to work with, you know, their company for tickets and requests and so on. The application, you know, manager, the monitoring product could certainly be used for a variety of different types of customers, but it due to the scale limitations of effectively one server, you know, that's you'll potentially be targeting that unless they buy additional appliances to handle additional server load.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
So definitely, yeah, if we don't already include the T-Tech or the STE, you'll want to take a look at that material because it covers a lot of the overview of the product and product value as well as some additional demonstrations of other scenarios.
All right. Sounds good. Unless there's any other questions, we'll go ahead and end the call.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for participating in this conference call. You may disconnect at this time.